Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Breaking news, Teresa Giudice of Real Housewives of New Jersey has just announced that she's engaged to this guy, Luis Ruelas.
Mazel.
For some reason, the Housewives gods are providing today. Now,
Spirit Baby Lady sent all the help she could.
Yes. So, Teresa, most people will remember, she was the table flip in the first season of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And she and her husband both went to jail, which they called camp for their children.
Cute.
In that tradition, you know, Italian Jersey tradition.
That's a nice frame.
Yeah. So they went to jail because the husband was like defrauding people and doing like all these weird scams to make money. So they both went to jail. They've been paying restitution. It's all fine. This last few seasons, her big storyline, because her husband got deported to Italy, her big storyline was, when is Teresa going to find love? How is she going to find love? Who's the person going to be? So then she brings this guy, Louis, into the fold. His forehead, he's got more Botox than me. He shows up to shoot. He's happy to be on camera, bringing her flowers. He gets to the reunion. He goes on stage even at the reunion.
Was he invited on stage?
Yeah, well, the thing with New Jersey is the husbands and boyfriends are always pretty involved. But
this is why we have so many issues. We were raised in this backwards codependent culture.
Right, and he's a little bit of an eager beaver. You're watching this happen and you're like, why is this dude so stoked to be on television?
Not the Real House couples of New Jersey.
Right, so he admits on the reunion that he's watched all 11 seasons of Real Housewives of New Jersey in order to get to know Teresa better.
Ooh.
Whoa. A lot.
So she's like his prey.
Yes. Also, though, Loki would do that as well, wouldn't you? You would.
If I felt that I had a shot with the person, but if he didn't know her beforehand and he was just some guy watching Housewives being like, I'm gonna make act on my wife. I do think it's like a little like I'm not like gonna go find, you know, I'm trying to think like Josh Brolin and make him mine. You know, like.
Josh Brolin.
I don't know why it's the first one I thought of. Because I was thinking about Barbara Streisand is married to the big Brolin, and I love the son, even though he's an alcoholic, but he's so happy.
Yeah, you're like, maybe I can
I can get into the family. I want to be a Streisand Brolin.
So it's one of many red flags. Now, I've been spending the last like 5 minutes gathering all of this data. First red flag, the amount of Botox in his forehead. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's my internalized misogyny talking. I don't like a guy with as much Botox as me. I like a little more rugged. I don't like a guy who's posting on Instagram a lot. You said on the Courtney and Travis episode, I want him to be in a support position while I'm creating the face of my dreams.
Divine masculine. That's all they need to do. Right. He's sort of making it about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it reminds me of? You know, a familiar trope from the other reality franchise taking the world by storm, The Bachelor. He is, definition, here for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Okay, red flag number two. He might be a Scientologist.
Okay. Not optimal.
Not optimal. Red flag number three. He was sued by an ex for emotional abuse because she said that if she wouldn't have sex with him the amount of times per day that he wanted, he would punish her.
Oh my God. Even that, like so he would be like, you're not going to have sex. Then now like daddy's home and now you're my sex slave. So either way, he was basically like just forcing her to.
Right. She said he demanded that I be available for sex whenever he wanted. Her name is Riser is her last name. If I objected to his demands, he would punish me. He would be nasty, withdraw from me and blame me for what happened. Textbook abuse.
Oh my God.
Okay, so then another source who's connected to another ex of his, said that their fights were because he was complaining they weren't having enough sex. Teresa, in the most recent season of Real Housewives of New Jersey, was bragging a lot about how much they were having sex.
I feel like if anybody would get it right with a sex addict, it does seem like Teresa needs a lot of validation and may actually have a voracious sexual appetite. Especially after all those years in jail. After all those years in jail, you can't, fucking.
Right. I mean, anyone who's going to flip a table is probably going to be pretty, like,
a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, definitely. And that's not a bad thing at all. P.S. All women have testosterone.
Yeah. My mother has high testosterone. It's kind of part of why I'm so butch.
So you're not butch.
No, so, but that's where it's like, I don't receive. I don't know how to receive. I'm the big spoon, you know, even with giant men.
Mm-hmm. I'm always a little spoon. So the ex Vanessa Reiser, so she couldn't say, the thing about being abused is you can't really talk about it publicly because the person can sue you for libel or slander because there's no way to really concretely prove that you've been abused. So the woman who filed that lawsuit, she said the things she said in the lawsuit, which were quoted in page 6, which I just read. There's another article, May 4th, 2021, People Magazine. Woman to run 285 miles in a wedding dress to raise awareness for narcissistic domestic abuse.
And I would run 200,000 miles in a wedding dress to help the victims. I don't know. I shouldn't have gone on with that too long. My bad.
No, it was good. So it was that same woman. It was Vanessa Reiser.
Oh, wow. Nessa.
So she decided to do the run, and in her posts about that run, that's when she goes into the detail about how her ex abused her. And I'm not saying that this ex was Louie, but I am saying
that have two exes that abused her in a wedding dress worth running Forrest Gump style across America for it. If it was two guys that were that bad, then I would say, what you need to take a look at you, Nessa.
Yeah. So here's what she said about that. And again, she didn't mention his name. Narcissistic abuse is an insidious form of domestic violence. Narcissists generally will use the wedding or an engagement as a form of control and manipulation. They entangle you. And so the dress is a representation of how they did that. She said she was engaged to a diagnosed narcissist sociopath who had a history of abusing his partners. He left me in Cape Cod, and then I had to rent a car to get home. He padlocked me out of the house. A few months later, I left him, and he spit on me, called me a bunch of really awful names, told me that my dead father was a loser, and then he bleached all my clothing.
Oh my, this guy is not okay.
So then she claims her ex-fiance even attempted to get her kicked off the board of the domestic violence center by claiming she was abusing him.
Oh my God.
There was a lot of pain, she says.
Psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Who I had to stay Luis?
I know. I had to stay at my mother's house for 3 months. It was really awful. For legal reasons, we don't know who this guy was. We don't know who she's talking about. But she also sued Louis for narcissistic abuse. She withdrew from many of her favorite activities, blah, 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 blah. So that's red flag numero tres. That is very scary. Diagnosed narcissist sociopath.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, it's not what you want to put on your Tinder profile, I'll tell you that much.
Def not. Red flag number 4, and I think that's the final red flag, but they are pretty big red flags.
I would say, like, maybe the biggest. But I just want to know, though, like, when he was courting her, not after they were married and she was in, and then he did, I guess that's what everybody does, where they, like, lock you out of a car or they leave you somewhere. That seems to be a theme here. But while he was courting her, like in the months before they were married, I feel like this was sort of a shotgun thing. Was he like 4 times a day or nothing? I mean, could he have just, how could he have even slept only getting one nut off?
What do you mean?
Like, did she know that she was marrying someone whose requirement was to be penetrated 4 times a day?
Well, it's like I told you about the frog in boiling water.
That's what I'm saying. He was probably fucking 3 other women at that time. But it was like he was pretending that he wasn't, a thirsty 30 something.
Well, also he's probably incredible in bed.
You think?
Yes. Crazy people are always great in bed.
You know what? That's true.
Whoa. Yeah. So it probably started.
That is why I'm in all these relationships too long. I am having
because you're the crazy person, or because
no, no, these guys are not great material. They're not long term partners, but they don't know how to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, speaking from experience, the crazy guy that emotionally abuses you is going to be good in bed, most likely. And the thing is, what probably happened with him and his exes, if these rumors are true, a person who is able to emotionally abuse and manipulate like that, they're going to use sex as a tool for that. It's going to be love bombing, incredible sex. He's going to be going like down on you for an hour doing whatever
he
goes, you want.
I just feel like, you think he does that? Like, I feel like a guy that is so okay. As long as I was coming, I think a couple times you
Yeah, I'm saying like, as in terms of he, I mean a person who fits
Right. Some abusers eat pussy.
No, I think they probably all do. Not all of them. That's a crazy thing to say. But I just feel like it's part of the toolbox. The toolbox.
Right, right. That's how you get them in. You go, I go for hours. Sit on the washing machine. I'll do it for, you know, right.
Yeah, that's one of the tools. So, okay. Then there's this other thing. These are allegations from the account Bravo and Cocktails that I probably can't read on here just in case of getting sued.
If we're big enough to get sued, we're doing something right.
No, but like,
okay, let's not get sued.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with it, but it's very damning. And
give me like a hint.
It basically confirms all of the things about what you would think he was like. It's okay. And it was on the account Bravo and Cocktails.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So sue them. No, just kidding. Don't sue them. Don't sue anyone. So there was also this thing that is real that went around that was circulating a few months ago from Louis at this thing called the Warrior Retreat, which is a retreat where
this is right. Remember we were talking about spiritual men? All the shit he's signing up for is hypothetically spiritual. And they're all, I said, they're all predators. That's why the guys at the Moon Mule are so cool. Cause I'm like, you guys might be normal. Thank God. I'm the warrior teacher. That I'm fine with in terms of imbalance.
He went to this thing, this warrior retreat. Google Louis Ruelas Warrior Retreat, and it's very weird. It's a place where men go after they have, if they feel they need to, like, they need redemption and they need to get in touch with the divine masculine. But as we've discussed on this podcast, like, people who are abusive and manipulative are really adept at using that as a tool as well and saying, look, I went to the retreat, you know? So if you guys look it up,
The other issue too is that, like, an unhealed masculine cannot teach men to be divine masculine embodiments, right? So they go to this retreat and it's, you know, that's why, like, the guy who invented Bikram yoga was actually poking his hard dick in that Speedo and all the girls were bent over and still got them to create cult around him. Like, that's a certain other type of narcissist.
You know, that happened to me at a yoga studio in Jersey City.
What?
An instructor poked his boner into my leg. And I wrote to the yoga studio and I was like, hey, I really enjoyed this class, except for the instructor had his penis was erect and he rubbed it into my leg. And they wrote back to me and said, you should have specified that you don't want hands-on adjustments.
I mean, it's like they might as well have just said, like, yeah, it's Bikram yoga. That's what we do here.
It was actually Jiva Mukti yoga. And I feel confident saying that because I have the emails.
Oh my God. That is deranged. I'm sorry that happened to you. And if anybody else has stories about Jiva Mukta, let us know. We could do the next big HBO expose. Let's take
them down. They're in some lawsuits. They're like New York branches.
They are.
Yeah. And it was fine. I wasn't like traumatized or anything.
No, but it's just like, under no circumstance should you go to an exercise class that you pay for and have a boner on you.
Right.
Unless it's like couples yoga and you know that you're with your man.
I was also kind of amused because I thought he was gay.
Well, that's nice when you know you can turn him.
I know.
I've been there too.
Maybe he was gay and that's why they were like,
this girl is different though. I just want to see if I can touch her with my boner and see if it stays hard. He was actually just working his stuff out.
No, maybe the boner wasn't even related to me. Do you know what I mean?
He was hard for a guy and then he was like, let me just go over this girl and just so everyone thinks I'm hard for this girl.
Right, and that's why the front desk
yoga instructor.
That's why the front desk staff didn't take it seriously because they were like, oh, the boner, it wasn't for you.
Wow. Wow. I know that you guys don't know who we're talking about, but this is hot tea.
Yeah. But okay. So anyway, back to Teresa. You can find the video of him at the Warrior Retreat.
Why can't I find the Warrior Retreat?
You might have to search on Reddit and
put a link in the chat.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it. But when it was circulating, it was literally him yelling to his girlfriend, being like, sweetie, surrounded by a bunch of men, talking to his wife and saying like all this like mumbo jumbo of like, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be a different kind of guy, blah, 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 blah. Oh. So these are all of the red flags. I've listed them all out.
Really bad.
The other red flag is just that Teresa is clearly not a good judge of character, and I feel okay saying that about her. I think most people would agree with that. So here's what we've got. We've got this weird Warrior Week thing, the letter that feels like love bombing, the lawsuit from the ex-wife, the testimony from, or the ex-fiance, the testimony from the ex-fiance that doesn't name him but describes some very, very scary stuff and uses the word sociopath.
Hey.
And some sourced quotes from another of his exes. We know it's verified in page 6 that he would demand sex and that he was sued for allegedly punishing someone for not giving him sex. Mm-hmm. These are all the things. And then there's just his vibe, which I think if you ever see and there's the fact that he studied Teresa's reality show.
Heard 11 seasons.
11 seasons. Her. I mean, what is he, me? I mean, because I've watched all of those seasons.
Yeah, but you're not watching going like, and I'm going to be Carol Radswell's assistant someday. I mean, it's like when you watch a show like that, it's like, that's weird, man. That's stalking.
Right. So, okay, these are all the red flags. This is all the evidence. Teresa is, you know, we all grow to love her as the seasons go on, especially because of her relationship with her four daughters. She's a little bit of a dodo sometimes, but, you know, she's a lovable Jersey
lady. Dodo.
So what can you tell me about their charts?
Okay, so I don't know Louis' birth time, but I can tell you that right now he's having an exact nodal opposition. So his north node is where the south node is right now, which means that the direction he's moving in is actually being like it's Sagittarius. So the belief systems are being wiped out down the drain. So for this to all be now so public and coming out, there's sort of this moment where like he thinks that he's one thing and like, but the beliefs of the people are not what he thinks. And there could be some bottoming out in that area. What's also interesting is that this full moon was exactly on his Chiron. So we're also seeing his wound and where he thought he got healing. Like all of this coming out makes sense to me right now in a big way. Cause it's kind of like showing the Pluto undertone, undercurrent of what's really going on. And then we're going, really? That's what Teresa's marrying? Should somebody stop it? Should we call an audible on the marriage? Like, what are we going to do?
Okay. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Pot Psychology, today, and they were talking about
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Narcissistic personality disorder. And of course, this is a word that gets thrown around a lot. And I don't even throw it around with my emotionally abusive ex because I just think everyone says it too much. But I do feel confident in saying when something is emotional abuse. But so they said that they were both reading some book about narcissism. And they said one of the hallmarks of narcissistic personality disorder is your idea of yourself doesn't match up with the world's idea of you. And a lot of the time that is a big source of why you become so manipulative and like fraught and like potentially abusive. So is this what you're saying? Like
that's being exposed right now. So right, if he has narcissistic personality disorder, then astrologically he is in a moment where we are seeing that play out. Pluto underworld is revealing the underbelly of what's really going on, right? And then we have, you know, Sagittarius south node at 1 degree basically bottoming out, and we're seeing what he thinks of himself and the thing that he's selling, and we're going, this is ridiculous. How could even Teresa, who's obviously got a voracious sexual testosterone fueled appetite, even then doesn't make total sense. And then we're seeing, you know, the full moon is on his Chiron, so we're going like, yo man, I know you went to the healing retreat, but should you go to maybe like a prison or some, you know, maybe a different kind of retreat would be better for you. The other interesting thing is that his moon is in Libra, exactly where, remember I was saying on the 8th, 9th, 10th, there was an exact conjunction between the Sun, Mars, and Mercury retrograde, ending a Mars cycle and starting a new one. It was exactly on his moon. So for him to get engaged selling this story that he's a new man is, it makes sense. Like for them to take their relationship to the next level on that conjunction. And now we're going to see the fallout of this new Mars cycle beginning where actually all of this is exposed. So, and they are on TV. Like why someone like this would, I mean, I guess because they don't know how they come across and they don't realize right. that there's something wrong with them. But it's the same thing with like Jen Shah and like anybody who's like committing felonies and getting taken to court. If you're getting subpoenaed more than once, why would you go on TV with it?
Right. And the thing also about Teresa is that she is reality television's foremost Taurus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it's interesting though, because he's a Taurus too. He's a Taurus, Sun, Taurus, Mercury.
Okay, that shocks me.
Well, no, it doesn't shock me because Taurus is a deeply sensual sign. Taurus is a very erotic sign. Taurus and Scorpio are both very erotic. They're just different flavors, right? So, you know, if he had more Scorpio in his chart, he might be a better lover. He might be more interested in really connecting with his partner and making sure that they but that's for the sake of then him ultimately Taurus just getting what he wants, which is to fuck when he says it's time to fuck. If he was more Scorpio, he would be more of a actual caring behind closed doors partner. Like, I actually want to merge souls with you, so let's make sure that we're communicating about the sex and that the sex is what we both want. That's more Scorpio, whereas Taurus is like, rub my feet, bitch, you know? But the thing to me where there's like sort of a red flag happening is that he has his Mars in Pisces. Now, you are Pisces rising. I love Pisces and I love Pisces rising, but I do think Pisces are the slipperiest fucking asshole fuckers. Most Pisces rising are, because that's kind of the school you're in. You're kind of learning to be more Pisces. You're not naturally Pisces. You're working with, leading with Pisces. That's the boat you're in. But, you know, you would think with like Taurus Libra that he was a real sweetie patootie, right? But then it's like, well, okay, but actually his Venus is in Gemini, which means that he needs a lot of mental stimulation. He needs, you know, not necessarily a lot of partners. I mean, you might think he needs a lot of partners, but he at least needs a lot of action, right? Venus in Gemini needs a lot of stimulation. And then Mars in Pisces is like, you know, think about Mars as it is that sex drive. It is the aggressor. It is like the masculine war planet. In Pisces, it's sort of like kind of fighting in the dark in water. So it's sort of like, you know, Pisces are the fish that are going in opposite directions. It sounds like that's his sex life too. You are muted. LOL.
I was eating my ham.
Oh, careful.
I don't usually think of Pisces as slippery in that way, but I do see what you're saying. Like George Harrison was a Pisces and his wife, Patty Boyd, never knew what the hell he was doing because he would be 1 minute up on the surface, sweetest guy ever. And then down in the depths, cheating on her and pretending he was some sort of like Indian deity with 100 girlfriends. So yeah, but I think the fact that they're both Taurus, I don't know what to make of it because Teresa, the reason why the reason why there aren't that many good Taurus reality stars, there are a few and they're good, they're really good. It's Teresa, Kim Zolciak, Karen Huger, Luann De Lesseps. These to me are all reality stars who are just being themselves completely. There are no like machinations. There's no 3D chess going on, especially with Teresa. Teresa is truly just being Teresa and she doesn't know how to be anything else. I feel like for the most part, Taurus is like the least manipulative sign. If a Taurus is manipulating you, I think it's just because they feel like they don't feel like doing anything today and they're going to make that happen.
You accused me once of not watching your Taurus presentation and that was not so. Didn't you do a whole Taurus presentation on how they're all like communist dictators?
Yeah, but they're not manipulative. They're being very straight up.
To be a dictator, you're manipulative.
I disagree.
You think like the people have, it's like democracy is the system. Dictator is the system?
Well, they weren't all dictators. They were just all communists.
In my mind, there was like more of a nefarious edge. And we do know it is the most punk sign.
It's communist. Taurus is Taurus. Like Taurus is being themselves and doing them all the time. And if a bunch of people decide to follow that, their ethos, that is just a side effect of them being that ethos and living it out. I don't think like it's, but also like, is Hitler a Taurus?
Yeah.
I don't think he is. Is he?
I think he is. Isn't it like 420? And also, I will just say that, you know, if Aries is he's a Taurus. If Aries is the first masculine sign, so it's a little bit, it's not all the bad things about the masculine, but it's just like impulsive, primal, reckless, aggressive, quick to stop crying, but definitely gonna be crying. You know what I mean? Like it's a puppy energy. The first divine feminine sign, or the first feminine sign of the zodiac is Taurus. It's almost like, you know, kind of like Eve energy, right? Where it's like, you're now like, you're the bovine, like you just do the girl thing and hypothetically you'll be taken care of and you can just be pretty and relax. But I think that we have such a damaged culture that could also, I could see how people could fall into a role of like, lazy submissive or sort of pleasure seeking dom in a Taurus role.
Yeah, like Teresa, her downfall, the reason she went to jail is because she opted out of having anything to do with her family's finance. And she signed everything that he put in front of her. And she just was like, I'm the wife. I don't do that. Like, I am literally like bovine is a great word for it. And I don't mean any offense by that because she was just like, I'm literally popping out kids and never thinking about it, any number again in my life. What's your prediction for this relationship? I'll say mine first. I'll say my
You go first.
My celeb media journalist prediction first. I do think they're going to make it down the aisle. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to have a short engagement because I think
he wants to lock her in.
Exactly. Whatever Louis is, he's no fool, clearly, because he had his eye on the prize and he clinched it this far. So he is 100% going to get her down the aisle as soon as possible. And I think that's when sort of the chaos will begin. I think I don't want this to happen. I'm hoping and praying that this is going to be a love match and that they're going to enrich each other's lives and everything's going to be great. But I think we're going to start to see some chaos post-wedding. I think the wedding's going to be beautiful. I think it's going to be a destination somewhere. I think all of her daughters are going to wear white as well. Her daughters.
Daughters.
As she says.
My daughters.
And I think there's going to be a lot of sadness and a lot of I told you so. And I think her brother, Joe Gorga, is probably going to have to come and bail her out. That's my crystal ball prediction. And I really hope she maintains the money that she does have left after that freaking nightmare law issues that she already went through. And she's already bought the McMansion with him. They already bought the McMansion together. Like, they're locked in already. So that's my prediction. What's yours based on the astrology?
Okay, I haven't, like, I don't know who either of these people are. I'm hearing all this for the first time, and I'm also not even, I have their charts up, like, from Google, not from, like, my charts where I'm, like, looking all together. But my quick prediction, I actually think that he knows how to work her in a way where, like, so long as he makes it seem like you're who I want sex from 5 times a day, that might actually be enough for her. Like, I think that her feeling like she's the star of a reality show. She's redeeming herself with this relationship. And now it's someone who's so fucking, I think in her, because they both have Taurus, Sun, Mercury. So on some level, they are speaking the same language. Like they really are connecting mentally and on an ego level. But Teresa's Taurus is all in her 12th house. And her Saturn is also in her 12th house. So that's unconscious. So I think Teresa in general is a bit directionless, but then she has a Leo moon. So she has like temper tantrums, but kind of doesn't even know. Like she would like to be in a relationship to at least be able to blame the dumb behavior and temper tantrums, because it's very hard. Like if she was a more evolved person and she went to her own warrior camp or whatever, they might teach her to, when you have 12th house, you also have the ability, if you work with it, to be like super psychic and extremely clairvoyant and, you know, very empathic and very, you know, and I don't mean that in like a narcissist empathic way. I mean more in like a, you can work with the blindness and then you can see, right? Like I was talking to Raz the other day. She's like, nothing is something. And it's like, oh shit, right? So that kind of vibe. But I think that actually her chart is, she's just looking for a stable, whatever that means to her. Like she just wants to feel at home with her person and get to be a housewife. And she wants to be able to throw fits on TV. That's like kind of it.
I know. And I also worry because I think she might buy into the myth of like explosive fights equals passion.
I do think that. Yeah, I think that, and in fact, I think it's not even buying to the myth. I think for her, it does.
Yeah, but that's how she got in jail.
No, she got in jail because she was not paying attention to the finances. But she signed up for the fights again.
No, listen. Because her husband was an asshole.
So it wasn't like she was like, I'm not doing numbers again. She was like,
It was partially that. And it was also because her husband was a huge asshole. And like, she just listened to everything he said. And she thought that the fight, and they would talk about how much they had sex and everything too. I'm telling you, this is textbook. And the sex thing isn't even what matters here. What matters here is the stuff that's in that People magazine article about his ex-wife running 300 miles in her wedding dress. If that is about him, the sex isn't the issue. It's the, he got mad at you and locked you in a car and walked away without the keys.
I feel like though this is where we could see an upside to reality TV, because there's a big difference. Even if you're still a dick, there's a big difference between how you're going to act when there is a 12 person camera crew there versus, and when you know it's being broadcast versus when, you know, Joe Schmo, what was her name? Rinner. She became the runner because who the fuck are you?
Yeah, but if he really is an emotionally abusive person, he's going to know how to emotionally get all the camera people on his side. He's going to hide it from the camera. You listen, I'm telling you, didn't I already tell you this with the Petito and laundry thing? They know when to turn it on and off.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just do see Teresa kind of being a glutton for punishment a little bit. Like, I don't think she'll relate to it as emotional abuse until it's like you're going to prison. Like, it doesn't sound like she was about to leave her ex-husband until they went to prison.
She still sticks up for him. So there I'm sick. Whether she sees it as abuse or not, like,
of course he'll abuse her. He's an abuser.
You can't say that. So we have to.
But it is. But it's true.
But you can't say that because we're going to get sued. I'm telling you, you can't say that.
Let me rephrase. People are who they are. So it's likely that his behavior, whether he woos the crew or he just waits till they're all gone or whatever, it's likely that this is his personality. It sounds like the warrior camp was a bit of a scam, right? It was a hard dick at yoga class. So yes, I agree that this guy is who he is, but I also think Teresa is who she is, and that she doesn't relate to abuse as abuse. Like, because the abuse wasn't why she left her first husband, it was actually prison, and she still sticks up for him. If the same fate happened here, so long as they stay out of prison, I think they could stay married.
He was a mean, her first husband was just a meanie. Like, I don't know if it was,
he wasn't as, you're saying he didn't read as abusive, he was just a dickhead.
Yeah, he wasn't playing 3D chess. Like, maybe it was financial abuse, but it wasn't, he was just a real asshole, and like, she stuck up for him no matter what. But the thing is with this guy, what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if she thinks it's abusive or not. What matters is, like, if she ends up with an abusive person, that person will suck her dry.
Am I allowed to say this?
Emotionally, don't say something that you're not allowed to say because I don't feel like editing it again.
Okay, can
use the word if and apparently.
Okay. if what you're saying is true, and
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay, not true, not true. Fuck. Whoops. Okay. That's really funny, though. My bad. Okay. Perhaps there's a scenario where this becomes like a Lorena Bobbitt thing, and we see like the rage of Moon and South Node and Leo Teresa. Her North Node and her Midheaven are in Aquarius, so she is going to ultimately have to learn to detach and play it cooler, but that South Node and that Moon, they're the pillars of her chart, and then she has her Mars and her Venus together in Cancer, so at the end of the day, she could come to a breaking point. And also her Sun and her Mercury and her Saturn are all in the 12th house. She doesn't know who's driving the car. She doesn't even want to be in the car. She's just like, that. So I could see there being a snap on Teresa's part.
Yeah. I want to say
a table flip of the humankind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So I want to say also, just as a disclaimer, this podcast is for fun and
entertainment purposes only. And we do not know what the hell we're talking about. We are running on that.
And there's nothing in your chart that shows that you're abusive or likely to be abused. We're just kind of using this as a tool for how things might unfold.
And we're just like making a podcast for you all to just like listen to and get into tea with. But we don't really know them personally. And we do not hope for the worst. We hope that he is reformed from Warrior Camp.
Yes, exactly. That is the most important thing. We hope he's reformed from Warrior Camp. And we hope.
We'd love to see some Yelp reviews from the other guys. And what their wives, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yelp
reviews. I would love to find out more about this Warrior Camp, though. Like, that I'm curious about.
Yeah. I might delete what you just said because that's too good of an idea. Yelp reviews from Warrior Camp.
Right? Like there's like a lot that we could do. Like, that's a funny thought.
Yeah.
Dick room yoga. Is that funny?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.